Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, are we ready to fast?
Well, we're always ready to fast, but this Shabbat is Yom Kippur. It's interesting that we always think of it as a fast day. Maimonides describes it as a day of rest. And he says it's a day that we rest from eating. It's not a fast day. A day that we rest from working, a day that we rest from our usual mundane life. So it's not seen in terms of a negative fast day, such as, for instance, the ninth day of Av is. But it's seen in terms of a vacation from the world, if you will. And that really is the greatness of Yom Kippur, is that it is a vacation from the world, or rather an insight into what the real world should be or could be, and how we're supposed to treat it, how we're supposed to deal with it. Yom Kippur is not just a day of atonement and forgiveness, though it certainly is that. But it's a day of growth. It's a day of self-reliance. It's not only that God has to forgive us, we have to forgive ourselves too.
That's part of it.
And it's not easy to do so many times. All human beings, almost all human beings, walk around with a healthy share of guilt. And how to overcome it, how to transform it into something positive instead of negative, how to make it less of a burden and more of a goad. That really is the lesson of Yom Kippur. And the Torah, by describing for us the service of the high priest in the temple, so that service emphasized the glory that a person can achieve. The services with incense, the services with sacrifice, the services with a sense of carrying the Jewish people along. All the Jewish people were carried along on the back of the high priest. So every Jew should feel that he's carrying others along, not alone, and that what has to be done and what is done affects who knows how many people and who knows how many generations. Many times parents make an error, God forbid, and it takes 10 generations to straighten it out, if it ever gets straightened out. And people don't have that long-term view. The Gaon of Vilna said that on Yom Kippur, we are summoned to give din v'cheshbon, which in modern Hebrew is duach, and duach is a report, an accounting. It's a traffic ticket. But what are the two words, din and cheshbon? It's two, you know, it's, we have to give din, we have to give an accounting. Why the extra words? Well, we know that the rabbis never saw extra words in the Torah, or in the words of the rabbis even. So the Gaon said, din is judgment upon what a person does or does not do. Did something right, did something wrong, should have done something right, etc. Cheshbon is an accounting of what could have been accomplished had the person done something right. So that, and so to speak, in heaven there are two scenarios. There's the scenario of what is, and there's the scenario of what could have been. And if the scenarios somehow resemble each other, so then we have pretty much accomplished our mission in life. But if the scenarios are so disparate that there's no resemblance between them, so then that's not so good. That's a sign that we've missed it. You know, a person, he doesn't give charity, right? Somebody comes to him, you know, you can save this orphan child. I need $1,000. He doesn't give it to him. So the din is that he didn't give charity. Okay, he didn't give charity. He doesn't have the merit of the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. But the cheshbon is what happens to the orphan child. Had the orphan child had the $1,000, he could have paid tuition, he could have gone to school. Mm-hmm. And Jews always thought that way. And Yom Kippur came to challenge us that way. Because on Yom Kippur, we are what we could have been all year round, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you can't fast all year round, but you can somehow elevate yourself from the mundane world. You can keep your eye on the ball. You can see the great things and not be bogged down by the small things, not go crazy over the details. Yeah, you have the joy today of sitting in line at the Misrad HaPnim in the Ministry of Interior to have a...
or as we affectionately call it, the Ministry of Faces here.
That's right, to wait, you know, so...
Where all Israelis go for all sorts of documentation.
Right, so, you know, I'm number 86 and they're taking number 64, you know, and in the middle they go for a coffee break and... you know, finally, number 86 comes, right? So the guy next to me, who was number 85, I mean, he blew up at the poor lady, you know, because he's been waiting 45 minutes an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, I said good morning and a happy new year. Because, well, you know, that's the way it is, right? The ability to rise over the things that destroy us. And most of the things that destroy us are small things. And so that's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the uplift. Yom Kippur is the overview. Yom Kippur takes us up in the hot air balloon to look over everything. And therefore, it is a day of rest. It's not just a fast day. It's a day of rest. And it is also a holiday. It's a day of contentment, a day of accomplishment, a day of serenity, a day where a person feels, oh, I accomplished something. I'm at peace with myself. And that's an enormous accomplishment. I'd like to wish all of our listeners a very happy new year and a very good day of rest on Yom Kippur, and that we should always hear good news one from another in this coming year.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Yom Kippur.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.